Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, the folks from Provisions. Benson Hyde and Alex Feinstein, who are cousins and co-owners of Provisions, and David Marks, who is the beer buyer and the only person I've ever fired. We won't get into that. It's a new year. A lot of people hated 2016. It's not like anything massively different has changed between last week and this week. Celebrities are still going to die. We will have a new administration. But the one thing that's consistent through good times and through bad is alcoholic beverages.
You're here.
And we are focusing on some of the local provisions that you have at Provisions. What is good here as we head into 2017? Let's start with you, Benson.
Oh, boy.
Let's start with you, David Marks.
The beer scene in Western Mass continues to expand in a great way.
So what's the first one we're going to taste that's local, that's good?
We actually brought a Fort Hill, not a lager that you would be used to from them, but one of their IPAs.
They're starting to explore new territory with the IPAs.
Pop it in the microphone there, Alex. Nice. IPAs, you think that the popularity will continue to be popular and grow in 2017, or are people over IPAs? I just read an article yesterday that said, get over yourselves, IPAs.
The industry keeps waiting for it to fade out and go away.
Yeah.
And we're thinking, oh, you know, what's the next thing? And it's like, well, the next thing is still IPAs. Yeah. People love it.
See, now I'm a sour beers guy because I like wine more than beer. It harkens more to a wine type palate, I think.
I agree with that. I think we should put a call out there to somebody to jump into the sour beer realm in Western Massachusetts.
There's nobody really around here.
There's a little
there
bit.
Are
we have,
couple.
There's Bentley, who does a great job, but they're pretty small production, so it's really hard to get their stuff.
I think we're descending into beer snobbery. I just want to say that the can itself has a beautiful, beautiful drawing of hops growing high and a lawnmower.
Because this, even tasting, it's a lawnmower beer. So if you're feeling depressed that we're now in the thick of winter, you can think of warmer times in your backyard.
The great thing about Fort Hill is they are super local, right over in East Hampton. That this beer is actually also made with hops grown in East Hampton as well. So they are doing a great job of not only brewing the beer locally, but using local ingredients and making a phenomenal product as well.
And then us locals are doing a good job by drinking it.
It's very hard work supporting them.
So this is delicious. As somebody who's not a huge beer fan, it's the hoppiness is not so bitter that it's off-putting.
Yeah. I think that's one of the things you experience a lot with the local beers is you're not going over hop to just crank out this bitterness flavor profile. Instead, you get a lot of light, citrusy, different fruity characteristics. The fresh hops that you're getting in these from the local beers that aren't sitting on the shelf for a long time or shipping across the country or the world, you're getting a lot of different flavor profiles within the hops that you wouldn't get otherwise.
A great example of that balance is Building 8. You know, their one goal was to put out a product that was incredibly balanced and incredibly consistent. You know, we consistently sell out of it each week.
And Building 8, another local one from O'Brien, who also owns the Sierra Grill, part of the beer culture for a long time in the Valley. I'm speaking with Benson Hyde and Alex Feinstein and David Marks from Provisions. What else is local that we are trying?
A cider from West County. The cider scene is also exploding here in Western Mass.
An interesting fact about West County was that some of the first batches were fermented in my basement up in Coleraine.
Really?
Yeah, I think probably before I was born, but they're just good friends of my parents, and my parents were living up in Coleraine, and I think they did some batches together, and they were fermenting in our basement. So let's give this a try.
So this is the West County Pippin, which I believe is a Broadway musical. Always comes back to Broadway for me for some reason.
This is another product, much like the local beer, that just flies off the shelf.
Yeah, and talk about balance. I mean, this stuff is awesome. Great acidity. Great fruit,
but not too much sweetness.
Not too much sweetness.
Perfectly
actually
dry.
Bone dry as far as the average cider drinker's palate.
You were drinking this since you were a little baby, Alex. How has it changed in those years?
I think my palate's changed more than the cider has.
Hey, if it was good enough for the kids of the colonialists, it's good enough for us. We're trying to make America great again in 2017, so give cider to your children. All right, you didn't hear that from me. You heard that from Provisions.
No,
right. Neither of us. Or from CISA, the local hero folks. The management takes no responsibility for everything that comes out of Monty's mouth. Talking with Benson Hyde, Alex Feinstein, and David Marks from Provisions. What else local and good?
I have a pretty unique cheese from Spoonwood Cabin Creamery. It is in Jacksonville, Vermont, just across the Massachusetts border.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wash rind cheese, traditional French Epois style. And one of the cool things about it is that it's washed in grappa.
You may have thought that smell was Dave Marks, but that was just the cheese.
It's definitely making it a little funky in here. So this stuff's really great. It's stinky and gooey, and it's got a buttery and sharp flavor.
And as many great alcoholic beverages as you guys have at Provisions, you also have an amazing cheese and meats counter. This is so stinky and creamy and delicious. What is it again?
It's called Grappino. It's from Spoonwood Cabin Creamery.
If you like stinky cheese, this takes it to another level. What's the next beer we're going to drink?
Coleraine Levin.
Coleraine Levin from...
So we're staying in Coleraine here. So this next brewery is from Stoneman, who is definitely one of the smallest breweries in the state, if not the smallest. You basically have to get it when you see it, though, because his batches are so small that there's not a lot to go around.
He probably does the best job of using local ingredients from any of the breweries around here.
Uh-huh.
And I think that is becoming easier to do as more people are getting into that scene and recognizing the value of it. He's got 4-star hops from Northfield, and he uses the Valley Malt Grain from Hadley and puts it all together in a beautiful, well-balanced beer.
And Alex just gave me a little more of this amazing cheese. So 2017 is going to be good. I can taste it already. Thanks again to Benson Hyde and Alex Feinstein, who are cousins and owners of Provisions, and David Marks, who's the beer buyer, and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.